Lone Calder Star by Janet Daly. Read by Anna Fields. Disc 1.
Prologue. Clouds blanketed the Texas landscape southwest of Fort Worth as a stiff wind broomed the countryside, sweeping up anything that wasn't firmly attached. The air was cold with the bite of December's breath, courtesy of the blue norther that had invaded Texas the night before. A sign swung drunkenly from its gatepost, held by a single chain that creaked and rattled with the effort. The sign itself was pockmarked with bullet holes, making it difficult to read the painted letters that spelled out the name C. Bar Ranch. Brake lights flashed red as a fast-traveling patrol car slowed its approach to the ranch entrance. Still, the vehicle took the turn a little fast, the rear end fishtailing slightly on the dirt lane. Dust boiled around the patrol car, but not before Officer Ray Hobbs got a look at the dangling sign.
"Looks like somebody's been using that sign for target practice," he remarked to his partner behind the wheel.
"So what else is new, city boy?"
Joe Ed Kraus, a veteran of some 17 years on the force, threw a jaundiced look at the young rookie.
"Half the signs in the county have been shot up at one time or another. That's just what happens when you put boredom, beer, and back roads together. It don't mean anything."
"Probably not," Ray Hobbs agreed, and shifted his attention to the empty landscape, partially obscured by the blowing dust. When the patrol car rolled into the ranch yard, he sat up a little straighter, taking note of the pickup parked in front of an old barn, before focusing on the single-story house and the front porch that traversed the length of it.
"Looks like somebody's here."
"I wouldn't count on it,"
Joe Ed muttered, and drove straight to the house. Leaving the warm...